There are several types of context clues that a student can use. For example, word parts, breaking down the different parts of a word, the base word, prefixes, suffixes, to figure out what the word means. You can also use a definition or explanation, meaning that the definition for the word is right there within the sentence. You can use synonyms. Words next to the unknown word can be a clue that there is a synonym for it. Sometimes students can use examples. For example, providing examples of an unknown word can give readers a clue to what that unknown word may mean. Other context clues are antonyms or contrasts. That means opposite information about the unknown word can be offset by words and phrases such as unlike, as opposed to, or different from. In other words, we learn what the opposite is, therefore we can figure out what the unknown word is. Analogies can be used. Comparisons of the word to help to determine what it means. We can use appositives. Looking for the grammatical structure of appositives, we can provide a definition, synonym, or example. These are all types of context clues that can be used to help students figure out what unknown words mean.